Happy April Fool's Day!
Is that Happy April Fool's Day? Do those words go together?
Well, it's Monday, so it's like mediocre April Fool's Day. But I don't know. I don't think that I've been pranked yet today.
I was just going to say the same thing. Thank you for not pranking me as far as I know.
Mm-hmm.
Until I go out to the parking lot and my car is completely wrapped in Christmas wrapping paper. Then I'll know.
Will you?
Stop it. Such an evil look when you say it like that.
So we were just having this discussion about whether or not we like April Fool's pranks. So what's your take on them, Dave?
You would think being a single guy who has no responsibility or maturity whatsoever that I'd be all for it. They really annoy me. I would probably punch someone square in the face if they pulled any of these pranks.
Wait, there's a couple websites that have suggestions on funny April Fool's pranks. And as you were looking at them, you were like, I would punch all the people who do all of these things.
The couple that I think are funny are ones that are like from the TV show The Office that Jim would always pull on Dwight. Like you put a whole bunch of weights in the handset of the phone, so it's really heavy. Or you everything on their desk, you make it in Jell-O. You know, so they show up to work, their staplers encased in Jell-O.
If it's to somebody else, you just don't want to get pranked yourself?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, don't be a sour sport. That's too bad.
Well, what about you?
I don't think I've ever been pranked bad like that I can think of. But I would appreciate the effort.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like you really have to put forth a great amount. You can't just have to go all the way.
Is it a difference for you if it's at work or at home? Like if you get home today and Tori or little Leonard did something that they thought was funny to prank you, would you think it was cute or would they be in a timeout for the rest of the year?
No, I think it would be cute. And if it were super messy, because those are the best ones, right?
The messy
ones?
When
something explodes. Right, those are the fun ones to watch on YouTube. When something explodes or causes a mess. Or
when boyfriends will put a bunch of flour in their girlfriend's hair dryer. And the girl turns the hair dryer on, and the flour goes everywhere.
I would kill him. I would kill that guy. That's not fun.
Okay.
That ruins your day.
I'm going to have to make a call once we hit the commercials here.
Yeah, I have a feeling you are. Yeah. So, you know, have you ever fallen for a prank? Or do you have a good one that you plan on doing today? 215-263-6700. Next to you. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
All right. We're talking about April Fool's pranks. Happy April Fool's Day, by the way.
Happy April Fool's to you. My daughter wanted to play a prank on my husband, so she scraped the inside of the Oreo out and put in Colgate toothpaste, packed them back into the bag, and put them in his lunchbox.
Oh, my God! Happy April Fool's Day, Justin!
Happy April Fool's Day.
All right, so what's your prank today?
So my prank is to fake putting in my 2 weeks' notice.
Wow, that's gutsy. What if you show up to work tomorrow and your boss is like, no, Justin, see ya.
I would tell him I'm sorry.
Thanks to you. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm calling about the April Fool's prank. I'm a fourth grade teacher, and I'm bringing my kids some brownies today. I'm telling them I'm giving them brownies, but they're actually brown construction paper cut out in the letter E. So brown E's.
Oh.
They're not going to be happy.
Yeah. How many of them do you think are going to cry?
Maybe two at least. No, I hope not.
Well, that's a good day. As a fourth grade teacher, if only two kids cry, that's a pretty successful day, right?
It's a pretty great day, yeah.
Morning, Joe.
Happy April Fool's Day.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one on my wife.
Why? What are you doing?
I'm doing a friend of mine is bringing divorce papers over to her so she can sign them.
I'm no expert on relationships, but that doesn't seem like a good idea.
It's going to be a good one. After 27 years.
What do you think her reaction is going to be?
Thank God.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.